Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, July 16th, 2025. And tomorrow, Thursday, is a national day of action called Good Trouble Lives On. We spoke with one of the organizers of the event that will be happening in Bangor.
Yeah, I'm Marianne Larson. I live in Bangor. I'm involved with the Bangor Indivisible chapter here. And we are having an event on Thursday in coordination with all the other events across the country called Good Trouble. This is the fifth anniversary of the passing of John Lewis, who was a congressman for several decades from Georgia, and best known maybe for the march that he led from Selma on their way to Montgomery, Alabama, to lobby for voting rights. And they were met on the Edmund Pettus Bridge by the Alabama state troopers. And many of them were injured. They were attacked by whips and, you know, rubber tubing wrapped in barbed wire, if you can imagine such a thing. And there it was their strategy from the beginning, and they had all practiced this for a long time, was peaceful nonviolence. That was a strategic decision that was made and part of the Martin Luther King effort. So on that day, John Lewis actually suffered a fractured skull. And he had been involved in numerous events prior to that, had been injured before that, and spent 40 days in jail. So this Making Good Trouble event on Thursday is to honor his legacy. And right before he passed in July of 2020, that spring had been we witnessed the murder of George Floyd. So he wrote a message to be delivered at his funeral. And I can just read some of that real quickly. "While my time here has now come to an end, I want you to know that in the last days and hours of my life, you inspired me, you filled me with hope about the next chapter of the great American story. When you used your power to make a difference, millions of people, motivated simply by human compassion, laid down the burdens of division." So that was in response to the response to George Floyd's murder and the millions of people that came out in protest of that. He was inspired by us. And now we're trying to inspire many other Americans to rise up in protest of what's happening and in his honor in a peaceful way. All these protests are nonviolent. And so we will be on Stillwater Avenue in front of the Bangor Mall from 5 to 7 on Thursday. And we'll have our signs and there'll be chants. And it'll be a lower key event than the No Kings event was, because it is on a Thursday. But we still expect a good crowd. There are a lot of people engaged and involved. We're Indivisible Bangor has grown quite a bit since the election, which is good news. We have a great website up if anybody's interested, just indivisiblebangor.org, and you can sign up and find out what's going on. And everybody's invited to join in. There's plenty of parking there, so it should be fun. It's a great way to get involved. And what all of this is basically providing something called social proof. We are saying to the rest of America, this is an okay thing to do. It's a good thing to do to stand up now and support what you believe in, support our democracy. And I just wanted to just make a quick comment. Ruth Ben-Ghiott is a professor at NYU, an expert on authoritarians, and she stated political progress comes not just from grand legislative packages, but also from daily actions that each of us make. So last but not least, we have been meeting since January in front of the federal building on Harlow Street in Bangor from 11 to 1 on every Tuesday. We've been there from January. We started with 3 people. We have about 45 every week now, and we would love to see more people come. We sing, we chant. It's a nice community. We have fun, and I think it's cathartic for everybody. It's something, it's kind of an antidote to the anxiety of the times.
That was Marianne Larson, Bangor Indivisible. BangorIndivisible.org, inviting you to the Bangor observation of the Good Trouble Lives On National Day of Action tomorrow. In Augusta, there will be a Good Trouble Lives On, Maine Will Not Be Bullied rally from noon to 1:30. In Ellsworth, We Rise, Good Trouble Lives On, Peaceful Standout, tomorrow, Thursday, from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. on both sides of High Street near Shaw's and Keybank. And in Belfast, Good Trouble Lives On in Belfast from 5 to 6 p.m. tomorrow evening by the post office corner. There are many more. You can see the full list, or at least as full a list as I've been able to find, at activatemaine.com on their calendar. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. And don't forget to put your events on our community calendar so we can announce them throughout the day. You can do that at weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.